If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah. Back at it again. It's 8 o'clock just after K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Thank you for spending some of your morning with us.
831 said, my company is celebrating Juneteenth today by not only making us come to work, but they're having a taco party.
Hey, whatever we can do. Let's just go ahead and combine it all together. We should be having a taco party. We're going to figure out a way to bring a bunch of tacos to the big pickleball event happening tomorrow as we are continuing our quest. Keep in mind, you know, Juneteenth is a celebration of freedom, really, if you think about it. And the argument has been made. Someone much smarter than me said that nobody is free until we are all free. And right now, with what is going on, it feels that as much as we've made progress in certain areas of our lives and our history, there's other areas that it seems like we're having, unfortunately, degressing or regressing, whatever the right word is. So clearly, let's remember each other and let's do our part in one of the ways we are celebrating or at least trying to help some of the many businesses that are struggling with what's been happening these past few weeks in L.A. is telling you go out, buy a taco. We're going to get the official tally count. Apparently, we made a lot of progress yesterday.
Speaking of regression, and I think Klein regressed our whole cause yesterday by eating a crunchy taco.
God, I can't believe the amount of heat I got.
Where were you? Were you at a Del Taco?
No, I went to a place called Henry's Taco. Nice guy. He's been there forever. Henry's Tacos. It's one little stand, cash-only operation.
Henry? Oh, yeah, that Mexican name.
He's Mexican, and his wife is Mexican, and they work together at the stand. And
what's her name, Greta?
No, her name is
Louise.
Allison. No, it's not her name.
It's the whitest name you can think of is my name.
I was trying to go with a clearly white name.
I mean, it's the worst.
And they do two styles. They do one hard shell, but he makes the hard shells. It's a whole good operation. It's a great place.
Dude, if you go down to Mexico, I don't think you can find that kind of taco that you were eating, man. Mexican tacos don't include cheese and lettuce.
Oh, no, no, Omar, you can find
them
at resorts.
I'm supporting. Oh, shut up. Supporting the cause. I've had so many soft shell tacos. I decided, you know what, let me change it up. I should have not even posted the video. I took so much heat all day yesterday. Someone said deport him. I said I ate one hard shell taco. People said deport him. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But you know what? You don't have to plead your case to me because I love a crunchy taco. You know this.
I know
my name's Allison.
I know. You're the Allison there. I get it. So anyway, our taco count is pretty incredible. And congratulations, 909, who said I ate my wife's taco last night. Does that count? You better believe it does. Add it to the tally.
We'll give you the
official tally coming up in moments. It's very exciting. There's a guy who works in radio at a very high level who is attempting to get our show fired. Has been for a while. Does not like this show. And has told everyone that controls anything that we should not be on the air. And we've got something to share about that with you next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, lots of ways to get involved. 800-520-1067 to join the show. Win stuff from us, including K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout. That's all coming up. There's quite a few messages on the GOAT line, and I would like to play one that is in a pro for us, and then I will share with you a story about a man who has pretty much made it his mission since starting to work for this company to get us fired. And he would like nothing more than for us to get fired, so much so that he posted a job opening for this job on his personal Facebook.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
So if you want to talk about, and this is a guy that originally was, you know, brought on to, quote, you know, work with this show to help this show grow. And behind the scenes was telling everyone he could tell that we should be fired and they should find someone that would be more suitable.
Well, I think
more
he said
talented.
Specifically, Kevin Klein is not the guy.
Not the guy. That was his quote. Klein is not the guy.
He's not the guy.
Said it many times. Now, that all being said, he released an interesting.
We even had to interview hosts.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty bad. But
we had to do mock shows, remember?
Yeah,
was the worst.
That was the worst.
That was the,
we had
to be
interview
honest,
people to replace us and do shows with them.
That was probably the saddest
moment
in this entire, and I've been fired. I got fired before Christmas one time.
That was dehumanizing.
I got fired on the first day of a job one time.
Remember we had a countdown till you were fired?
Yeah, oh, that was a pretty sad one, too.
Oh, yeah.
When we first met Jake, he's like, yeah, I talked to the guy. He said you're going to be out of here in
6 months.
60 days.
Oh,
6 months.
My God.
Was it 60 days or 6 months?
I forget.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, let me play some positivity. Then we'll get to this guy that's been trying to fire us because he has just released an article about what makes a good morning show versus a bad morning show. And he's pretty much taken all of the things we do on a regular basis as his examples of what makes a bad morning show.
And he calls it Steve's pet peeves.
Yeah, we're
volume
his
four.
We're his pet peeves. So I got to share this with you because it's wild. Omar's going to go nuts. But first, let me play this.
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Hey, Sweet Dibbits. I'm just calling. I just listened to the Showtime podcast. I'm an everyday listener that listens live while you guys are on there. So I've been really affected by the new summertime hours, but after listening to the Showtime podcast, it made me realize that, you know, I just appreciate that you guys are even on the air and realizing that this affects you way more than affects me in any way. Like, you guys are working longer hours, still there at the same time, not getting paid anymore. And
that's true.
I just want to say that every day that you guys are on air, it actually makes my morning better. Yay. But yeah,
that's what Vanessa's thinking right now. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. We hear what you're saying, and it means a
but,
lot.
But yeah, I'm no longer going to hate on the summertime hours. I'm happy you guys got some recent good ratings, and yeah, just an appreciation message. Thank you. Love the show.
I appreciate you. See, that's a real person. That's who I care about. I don't really care about these, quote, radio professionals that claim that they know a thing or two about how to do good radio. Most of these guys, to be honest, are people that at some point attempted to do radio and were not good at it. They failed, and they lost their job. And
they had a little bit of success, and then were like, okay, let me move away into teaching.
Well, they wanted to get the money, and they didn't want to, you know, constantly have the fear of getting fired every day like we do. But this guy specifically really was very two-faced, and he tried to backstab us and also attempted to, once again, as we said, force us to hire our own replacements, which is like a humiliating and embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
And the meetings with this guy were just unbearable because he would, like, you know, spend 15 minutes of the meeting just commenting on what we were wearing.
Or did he cuss him awfully bad one time?
Well, Omar, he didn't like Omar because every time he said our show should be more like Wheel of Fortune, and Omar said, why don't you come up with a more topical reference?
Well, he was like,
that.
Why are we trying to be like Wheel of Fortune?
Right, which is interesting because...
And then he was like, how dare you?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune's a classic, which is so interesting, Omar, because I'm going to skip to number, let me see here, on his number 9 on his pet peeves list is...
I'm sure it would be his pet peeve that we're not going through these in order.
No, he would hate that. Oh, yeah. And number 9 on his pet peeve list is if you're a show that does things that where you play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Price is Right music when playing a game, those are dated and predictable. Let's challenge ourselves to update stuff like that. Now, it's funny because, you know, his biggest frame of reference is Wheel of Fortune.
I know.
So it's interesting.
Right.
He would constantly contradict himself about things that we should be doing or not doing. He's like, if you play a game on the air, don't play a stopwatch because it makes the listeners too stressed out when they hear a ticking clock. And then he's like, here's an example of a good show and what they do. And I was like, that example has a ticking clock. He goes, well... Yes, that is true,
right.
but that's for dramatic
so that's
effect.
The thing,
I'm like, what are you talking about?
He made a name by being like, here are the rules of radio,
right.
You know what I mean? But this is all subjective, and everybody breaks the rules, and it's good to break the rules sometimes.
Number
by the way,
one.
Prime Day Price is Right is coming up.
Prime Day Price is Right. We should get to that. Everyone loves it. All right, here we go. This is his number one pet peeve. Using words like upchuck or throwing up or eating poop or projectile vomiting. This is what I call stop listening words. Instead of saying, hold on, I gotta
read this. What a catchy word.
Instead of saying, I was up all night barfing.
These are definitely called stop reading emails.
Why don't you try to say something like, I was sick to my stomach?
Oh.
The audience will know exactly what you're saying, and you're not using cringe words that will force your audience to immediately turn away because you're being too graphic.
Oh my God. I would get massive amounts of diarrhea. That's creative.
That's Allie.
It's descriptive as well.
Allie violating pet peeve number one.
Okay.
Pet peeve number two. When a break starts with unexplained laughter, listeners feel left out when they aren't in on the fun that you're having in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Now, we oftentimes will continue BSing with each other off the air, and then occasionally we forget we're supposed to be on the air.
Some of the best stuff happens off the air.
Most of the best stuff. And then we turn the mics on and we're in the middle of it, and then we try to let you know what's going on, or you don't know what's going on. Regardless, I could not disagree with that statement more.
And
he's
it's interesting
wrong,
because he, I think he feels left out.
Yes, that's the thing. He's a guy that's...
No, I'm on the side on this one.
Shut up, Jake. Get out. Pet peeve number three. This one hits us hard. And this is where I feel like now he's going personal. when something suggestive is said, like it's 69 degrees right now, and the rest of the show devolves into laughter, like a bad version of Beavis and Butthead. Totally unacceptable.
And what a dated reference.
What a great...
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Man, I'd kill for it to be 69. I was all bummed out yesterday because our taco count was almost at 1,069 tacos.
We were mad that Jake surpassed... He went right past the 169 on the scale.
On the scale, when Jake lost all that weight, he was almost at 169. That way, we would have devolved so quickly into laughter, but we couldn't devolve because he went to 168 and a half.
I know.
Ruined the joke. Here we go. Any show... that teases stuff and doesn't get to it at the time that they're supposed to get to it.
Oh, man. Well, you do this every day.
Yeah. And that's because I have a ton
I'm
of...
This one is actually a problem. We discussed this.
It gets confusing like within the show as well.
We're supposed to be at a break right now, guys.
We don't know what's going on most of the time.
All right, so give him a point. He gets one point.
Yeah, so we discussed this in the meeting this week.
All right, and there, by the way, there's a lot more here, but any games that need more than a few sentences to set up on the air? We do a lot of convoluted crap on the show.
Sometimes they are convoluted, yeah.
Yes, that's probably a name.
I agree with him, yeah, okay. That's a point for Steve,
another point, Steve. His pet peeves are on this one. And talent, I'm going to skip to 10 now. I'm going very out of order here. Talent,
a lot of them
too many of them are on the nose for me.
Okay, got it.
Any show that works on Juneteenth, that's a day that we should be celebrating by being home with our family and not in doing a live show.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's on us.
Okay.
No, he didn't write that. Talent who forget that every day you have new listeners who don't know who you are. I'm a new listener tuning in, and I have no idea who you are. I recently checked out a show that I don't work with. Both co-hosts were male.
Hey.
That's not you, Alan.
Okay.
I left after 90 minutes not knowing who was who. Help me. So, anyway, just in case, this would be a good time for us to remind you who we are.
It's funny, too, because he gets irked when you actually berate the caller for not knowing the answer to the
question. Oh, that's right. That was a big one. It's so funny, because how often do we get some dummy that calls to play
a
game
with us? Are you a moron?
Yeah, we're like, what's wrong with you, stupid idiot? And apparently,
says it's not a great look.
Yeah. He goes, these people took the effort to try to call and listen to your show, and then you're making fun of them?
Yeah, be empathetic in those moments. The fans are contributing to content.
So we have failed. So let's try this out live in real time. Let's see. Hey, David, good morning. You're on K-Rock.
Oh, come on, idiot!
Jesus, David, come on! You're ruining the show.
I'm sorry.
No, it's too late. You're ruined it. K-Rock, we are Klein Ellie's show. Yesterday, never know when you answer the phones who you're going to talk to. Yesterday, it was a guy that was racing to get to his wife because her water had broke, and he had no kids as of yesterday, zero, and then the water broke. We said, call us back. If we could give birth on the air, that'd be fantastic for all parties involved. And on the phone right now, this is Victor, who we met yesterday. Good morning, Victor.
Hey, good morning.
Congratulations, I think.
Thank you.
Did the baby get born?
She did. She came out at 11:44 p.m.
11:44 p.m.
Nice.
Wow, incredible. Snuck her in. Didn't have to share that birthday with Juneteenth. Smart. Let me ask you the serious question, though. Did you get to your wife in time, or was she mad when you arrived?
No, she wasn't mad. She was just trying to relax. She beat me to the hospital,
I would hope so, that she beat you to the hospital.
So you met her at the hospital. Two cars.
Did she drive herself, or did somebody drive her to the hospital?
He's in the hospital right now. The hospitals have the worst reception for
phones. And the nurses come in like
constantly
at the beginning. They're like, hi, how you doing? Yeah. Okay, how you doing, Mom? We're going to show you how to do a bath.
You're a dad now. You must be sleep deprived. Do you sleep at all or no?
Well, I got an hour of sleep.
Nice.
Cool. Well, you can't tell.
Yeah. Your energy is off the charts. Victor, in all seriousness, congratulations. You're a dad now. It's very exciting. You kind of got screwed out of Father's Day there. You missed that by just a second, but okay. Hey, what did you name your child?
Lucia.
Nice. And did your wife do drugs or no drugs?
She ended up getting the Pedora at the end, yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah, you can't feel your whole body from the waist down. Mm. It's awesome.
I took so many drugs when my wife was giving birth.
You're not supposed to take
drugs. Well, I did take a bunch. Lorazepam's a lot of them.
My wife slept through pretty much the whole thing.
Oh, man. Well, Victor, congrats to you and your wife. How's she doing? Good?
She's good. She's just about to try to use the restroom.
She's going to try to use the restroom? Yikes. It's not fun.
Yeah. Well, once you have that epidural, you can't feel anything. And then they're like, go pee. And you're like, I can't feel anything. Yeah. It's really hard. They won't let you leave until you pee. It's a lot of pressure.
She go natural, I assume? She went natural?
Yes, natural.
Oh, nice, nice.
I thought you don't want nice that as the man.
Well, no, it's not good for him, but it's good for her. All right, well, anyway, Victor, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks
for calling back. I appreciate it. That's Victor.
Glad didn't get weird.
He just had a baby. Hey, we're trying to celebrate. That guy just had a baby. That was great.
A new listener was born today, Klein.
Well, he didn't say he was going to be the kid was going to be a listener.
Well,
or not.
She better be.
Hold on. Are you going to let your baby listen to the show?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, and Allie was wondering if she could play your kid in pickleball tomorrow. Is that possible?
No.
Okay. Yeah, Allie's like, I'll smoke.
Just spiking a stroller.
I'll smoke that 2-day-old child. Allie's got her big battle happening tomorrow, Santa Monica. It's very exciting if you have not been paying attention. But Allie has played pickleball one time. She thinks she's a prodigy, and tomorrow she will prove that against two children.
One dyke.
I'm smoking weed more years than you've been alive.
Two tights.
What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids?
An alley. Pickleball.
It's happening tomorrow. Details on our socials at Klein Alley Show. One dyke versus two tykes. One game of pickleball. It's going to be very exciting, and you're all invited to come and join us in Santa Monica tomorrow at noon.
My kid believes in me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I asked him if he thinks I have what it takes.
Well, of course, you'd think he'd be team kid. Kids will root for kids, usually against adults.
Yeah, but he also loves his mommy more than anything. He says I'm his best friend every day.
Oh, so sad. For him,
I
mostly.
Do ask him every day.
Please, you're so thirsty, Allie. Jesus. All right, let me hear what he's...
Do you think mommy's good at pickleball?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you think I could beat a kid?
No.
sounds like he has no confidence in you. That kid's on the right side of history, man. Oh. All right, I
you
like it.
You think I would beat two kids?
Beat,
yeah. I would win if I was playing against them.
Oh, I didn't do beat.
You think I would beat them?
No, I can beat them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Allie's
just like his mom.
Bringing a ringer. Oh, he's got a shot at least.
Yeah, exactly.
When we get back, little man versus machine, beach. Does humanity stand a chance against the AI robot takeover? We'll figure it out next on K-Rock. All right, the robot takeover is imminent. We can all accept that right now. We salute you, our new overlords, the robots. It all starts with the AI, which is getting apparently better by the day. And everyone says if you don't learn AI now, you will be replaced by AI. We try to prove that humanity still has a chance. And that is why we started doing some man versus machine on the show to see if us regular humans with regular human level of intelligence can come up with better answers than the AI. And we use a combination of different AI. We've used Meta AI for these, ChatGPT. Everyone's got their AIs now. There's some good ones out there. Mm-hmm. And we're all about summer because apparently more people are now using AI to help plan, facilitate, and keep track of anything they plan on doing this summer than ever before. Summer travel, it's like up, you know, it doesn't matter what category of life we're dealing with, everyone's going to the AI.
Well, and if you have summer goals, you can just tell ChatGPT, and I mean, mine is named Barb, but your ChatGPT, whatever identity you give her, she can help you with your goals.
Did you ever upgrade Barb?
I have not upgraded her yet, no, because I'm paring down the use to
God, you're so cheap, man. Yeah.
It's really
it's
unbelievable.
It's like $20, right?
$20 a month.
Oh, yeah. Allie's not going to pay that. So here we go. Let's go, humans.
Barb's not worth that.
First question. We will give human Jake a chance to answer. And let's say you want to look good at the beach and at the pool, but you don't actually want to work out. What is the best way to look like you are in shape without actually getting in shape? Because let's be honest, it's officially pool and beach season now. So, Jake, I know you lost a ton of weight because of Lasara.
Yep.
But what is a regular person going to do if they catch themselves in the mirror and go, man, this does not look good? But
a regular person can go to Lasara.com.
Okay, that's a good...
Jake10.
I'm sure that's what the AI is going to say.
That would be amazing.
Also...
Right, what else could they do?
I think no matter what shape you are, you always look better if you're tan.
Ah, interesting.
So being tan helps, and then if that still doesn't work, draw on some abs with like a Sharpie.
Oh, Sharpie abs.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Great answer. Let's find out.
Like, I know the airbrushing the abs is in. I know that.
Yeah, where you like grease them up so that it looks like you even got one.
Let's see if the robot agrees or disagrees. What is the best way to look like you're in better beach shape than you actually are in?
The best way to look more in shape without actually getting in shape would be to get a tan or spray tan.
Whoa!
This will instantly make you look leaner.
Wow, Jake.
Kaboom.
Jake and the robot agree.
And trick the eye. But stop being so lazy, Klein, and just lift a kettlebell once in a while.
Right.
No, I'm going to do what Jake said.
It really is getting to know you.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know why it has to customize all these to me and start shaming me because I don't want to lift a kettlebell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Jake and someone just paint me up. Let's go.
Dude, I didn't realize it is like scientifically proven to slim you.
Well, if we can find somebody to give you a fake tan, would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Happily.
Somebody please call in.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a professional. I don't want a guy that does like cars is going to come and spray paint.
How do you tell them what you want? Like you pick a celebrity?
You pick a shader on like a chart.
I'm gonna tell them,
I want you a Trump orange is what I want.
No. I'm going to go full on Denzel. Because apparently, according to the technology, the darker, the slimmer you look, right? Black is slimming. So why don't go full?
Okay.
I'm sure we can find someone darker.
Not today. We won't do it today. We'll save it for tomorrow or something. We can't do it today, obviously. Let's say hi to, all right, the next question now. This is going to go to Vanessa. I know we all have our summer bucket list here, but a lot of people are using AI to figure out what should be their goals for the summer because people have a hard time coming up with any decisions themselves. So, Vanessa, answering on behalf of the humans, what is one goal? If you're just going to pick one goal, what is one goal or one thing you should try to do for yourself over the next few months?
Okay, for the humans, so it feels like summer. The one goal you should do is go to the beach. Once a week for the whole summer.
That's so much.
Catch the water.
Catch the water.
Touch the water.
Touch
the water. All right. Well, the robot's never going to say touch the water because that's how they rust. That's like their enemy. But let's find out if the robot agrees or gives us a better answer. What is one thing that anyone could do or should do this summer?
Build one habit. That's it. One habit. Not 10 goals, not a personality transplant, just one thing that, if you did it consistently, would actually move your life forward. Or threesomes are fun, so just go with that.
Okay, interesting.
A threesome.
So either just pick one habit, stick with it, let it change your life forever, or have a threesome.
Yeah.
Which seems
get on
to
that,
be
Vanessa.
A lot of people, get on that. He didn't say touch the water.
Yeah, don't touch the water.
Next question will go to DJ Omar Khan.
Okay.
At some point this summer, if you do listen to Vanessa and decide to go to the beach, everyone knows that parking at a beach is always a nightmare. Never good, never goes well. So we asked ChatGPT AI technology, what is one tip you can give us so we don't have to deal with chaos if we want to go to the beach as it pertains to parking? Specifically parking, some people have parking hacks. Some people have ones they've used that they won't even tell anyone else. They go, I got a great spot. No one knows about it. It's one of those spots that people think is illegal, but it's not illegal. It's always open. I take it. And if you have one of those, your life is golden. But what we asked ChatGPT, what is the one tip you can give for parking at a beach this summer? And what do you think is a better answer as a human?
So my beach of choice whenever I go, I have a couple of beaches. I like Newport. I like Laguna. And
fancy beach. Oh, come on.
They are fancy, man. I like the little walking areas and restaurants around there. But there are these restaurants that you could park in. And they have the little like honor systems like, hey, you have to hop on your app and type in this code and pay through the app. I have parked at these parking lots all day, lugged my gear across the street, set up on the beach, and never had to pay for parking.
Dude, I do think those apps are BS. And they
there's
think
nobody
because
checking.
There's an app, it's everyone feels like it's so official. And I don't think anybody is, I think they just are like, oh, cool, there's money in this wallet today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, so you say find a place that has a digital pay-by system and just don't pay.
Just don't pay. Just park there. Nobody's checking.
And that's what Omar says.
I love that lug of shame.
This is
lugging that big cooler in the wagon and everything.
The best is when you park at a place where it's like, this parking is for the only going to this restaurant, not for the beach.
And you're like, I'm going to a restaurant in your board shorts and a surfboard.
Lugging so much stuff out of your car. Don't worry, I'll get the calamari ready. Here is what the ChatGPT AI says.
Here's the no BS guide to beach parking like a pro, especially if you're in LA or any high traffic coast. Go early. Before 9 a.m., you'll snag prime spots, especially on weekends, or arrive after 4 p.m. when day trippers leave and meters may stop charging, but always avoid peak hours. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is hell. Don't bother unless you like circling in frustration, and that's the real reason we go to the beach.
Well, the robot has figured it out. The real reason we go is to circle around in frustration.
Yeah, don't go to the beach when you want to go to the beach.
So it's saying you'd be there before...
Yeah, that's prime hours, yeah. From 11 to 3.
Before 9 or after 4?
I will say, the last time I went to the beach, we got there, I think, at 9:30, and it was awesome.
It's funny, because the last time I went was actually an after 4, because it took us way longer to get there than I thought.
And you feel like you've won. You're like, hi!
Everyone was leaving,
yeah.
It actually was decent. So I will say, in this particular case, Omar, your tip is good, but I think robot gets the point.
Damn it.
Final question, Allie, as someone who sunburns easily.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably get a sunburn at some point this summer.
Already have.
And even though dark makes you look slimmer, red does not. So the question is, what is the first thing you should do when you get terribly sunburned? We asked the robot.
First of all, I would disagree with you that red is slimming. Is not slimming, because it is.
Definitely not.
It makes you look like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, you're puffy.
Right. Yeah, we saw you.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. All right. A sunburn is really a base tan in disguise, all right? Yeah, it is red, and it's bad for your skin, but eventually it will turn into a little reddish brown shade, and that means you start layering on top of it. So I would say do nothing. Just let it be and give it a little slap and say, aha, I'm having a good summer.
All right. Do not think the robot will agree. Let's find out. Here we go.
Sunburn means dehydration. Pound water and electrolytes to help your skin heal and prevent fatigue or heat illness.
Point robot on that one.
Slap-a-da-burn.
Nope. So humans, once again, we do not stand a chance. Robot has taken over, and now they're giving better advice than we are by far. Quick break, back with your news, and then the second that is done, we have tickets for you. It's K-Rock's Summer Ticket Blowout. Right out of the gate, I think it's 21 Pilots. First pair of tickets we have for you. Then we'll send you to Dodger Stadium for MyChem. It's all happening this morning as we are live and interactive now on the world-famous K-Rock. Blink tickets, we've been giving a lot of those away this week. It's part of K-Rock's Summer Ticket Blowout. You'll have another chance in about 5 minutes to get tickets. This time it's 21 Pilots, and then in about an hour, we get you into Dodger Stadium for MyChem. That show's coming up very soon, so get ready to win those tickets as we take care of all of your must-attend shows all summer long here at K-Rock. Tomorrow, of course, Allie will be playing children in pickleball, one dyke versus two tykes.
Happening. Sounds bad when you say it like
Santa
that.
Santa Monica, she will be beating children.
Oh.
At least she wants to beat children. Let me clarify. Allie would like to beat children in Santa Monica tomorrow at noon.
Kick their ass.
High noon, and get ready for that. If you'd like to stop by, take a early summer lunch or whatever, meet us at noon. We will be at a place called Pickle Pop. Details up on our socials at Klein Allie Show. And we'll get to all of that coming up later this morning. The official tally for how many tacos we have consumed. It's our quest to eat 10K for L.A. tacos to support all the people and all of the many taco trucks, taco stands that are having hard times right now with everything going on with the ICE raids. We will give you the official tally as to where we're at coming up as well in about 5 minutes here after your news, which starts right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
If you're going to pick a career that will make you a lot of money, most people wouldn't go with cheerleader. It is a thankless job. It is a low-paying job. But they have brought joy to millions of people. And it is a good day for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, which I would argue are the most famous cheerleaders.
And no, they're not.
I would think so.
No. The L.A. Sparks.
The Lady Lakers?
The Lady Lakers.
Are you talking about the team or the cheerleaders?
The team. Talking about the team. Clearly.
No, not okay.
The Laker girls are more famous than the Dallas.
I don't think so.
What?
I think it's a toss-up.
Paula Abdul. I mean, they had legends that were Laker girls.
And one more.
I couldn't, but I couldn't name one Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to.
Went on to anything, to be honest.
That's how you know they're good, is you don't know who they
are. Dude, what about the Fly Girls from In Living Color?
They're not really cheerleaders, dude. I mean, it's not a sports team.
I'm still Jenny from the block. I got a little, now I got a lot.
Allie looks like one of those puppets. A marionette. She can't even dance.
Okay, all right. Well, the point is they're a famous cheerleading group. And
they're iconic. They're like up there with like the Hooters girls.
Do the Laker girls have their own spread on Netflix? Because the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders do.
America's
Sweethearts.
I've seen it. I know there's a new season starting.
Right. So I would argue that makes them... If they're worthy of that over the Laker girls, that would make them the most well-known and most famous cheerleaders.
Laker girls could have a show, easily. They could.
All right. Well, you make it happen. So in 2019, so they just got a huge raise, a 400% raise. In 2019, they were making $200 a game. you think about how many games per season, around 16, that's just a few thousand dollars.
No, only home games, too. They weren't traveling with the team.
Oh, that's true. You're right. So it was not enough to live on, to say the least. Then there was a lawsuit that bumped their pay from $200 a game to $400 a game. And then there were also some cheerleaders that got paid like $2.7 million because the public relations chief was filming them in the dressing room.
Oh, God.
Which... it's crappy that they have to deal with that kind of stuff,
yeah,
like just
sucks.
Weird pervs within the organization. And the Cowboys, I think, are still the most lucrative team. Like, they make the most money.
They're quote, America's team, but yeah. I don't like them.
No, I know, but that's the point is, like, they don't make enough to live on, and this team makes a ton of money.
Yeah, but also, that used to never be a job. That was like, you would do that as a side hustle
yeah,
or, like, a fun hobby.
Yeah, but even learning the combinations, and then you're out on a football field a lot of times in the freezing cold in a tiny-ass skirt. And hard-ass nipples, and you have to sit there and then wait for the right moment to run out in the field and then have a smile on your face.
No one has to. You're saying they have to
sex with all the players.
They don't have to. They actually are not allowed to do that even. They choose to do that, and they look at it like it's a fun thing to do.
I'm sure it is a fun thing for them. It doesn't mean they shouldn't earn a living doing that. If you're on national television, I feel like you should make more than just, you know, a couple of thousand dollars.
You know what I always tell
for the
people?
Whole season.
Listen, we all complain about this low-paying job here at K-Rock, and I always say, look, the reality is it's fun to work at K-Rock because it's K-Rock, and you never know which rock star is going to walk through the halls. And then you walk by a McDonald's that's hiring, and you go, wow, that manager at McDonald's is making more than people that work on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. But also you look at it and you go, yeah, but you don't get the same... life experience, the same, you know, backstage at Jimmy Kimmel waiting for Green Day to go out. I mean, I don't think people are doing the Dallas Cowboys cheerleading job because they think it's going to be their future.
I'm not saying they're doing that, but it's also like an organization that is making billions of dollars and they're using the Cowboy cheerleaders to make money.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you share the wealth? They're the ones actually doing it.
I don't disagree that I think that it is a crazy mismanagement of wealth that happens at many massive organizations, but I also think that a lot, at least it used to be the cheerleaders thing, if you got picked to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, that was exciting enough. It wasn't about the paycheck.
So what are you saying?
That I think
that they should just be happy with the fact that they got a job.
I am saying that when
still them all and give them $2 million.
When you choose to go into any job you choose to go into, you weigh the pros and the cons of what it's going to pay and if it's going to be a fun job. I have a lot of friends that make a ton of money and they're miserable, but they have like, they don't care about that because they like the money.
Mm-hmm.
I like this job because it's a fun job most days. But I wish it paid better. But still, the Cowboy cheerleader girls, that used to be the thing that it was like, the money was secondary.
It was a side job.
Now it's become, shouldn't this be a livable wage?
Yeah, well, they've gotten a 400% raise, so 400% of $400 is, who knows?
Well, they couldn't do the math to figure that out, unfortunately.
And neither can we.
Right.
All right, here's an interesting stat. Old people are falling more than ever, apparently. They have... crunched the numbers and figured out that old people falls have risen more than 70%. And I don't know why this is, but if you want to test this for yourself, there's a thing called the sitting rising test that you can take. And if you can do the sitting rising test with no assistance, it means that you will live a longer life. So what you do
at
is...
At any age you can do this test?
Yeah,
or you have to be
old? We can do it right now. This
really?
Is just a determining factor in whether or not you're going to live a longer life and how mobile you're going to be.
Oh, check the YouTube stream right now if you want to watch Ali fall over.
No, I will not fall over. So here's what you do.
Tell me the
you
sitting rising
space.
Test. Everybody do this, especially if you're driving right now. This is how you can tell if you're going to live a long life.
You can't do it while you're driving.
Oh, you can't? Oh, don't do it while you're driving.
So I'm going to clear some space here, and then I am going to sit down on my own. And then I'm going to get up on my own.
All right. You're a big girl now.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm going to try crisscross applesauce method.
Oh, okay.
Can
you're
you
going to go
this?
Cross legs to stand. Oh, boy. If you're just joining us, you're not watching a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I just want to point that out. This is Allie attempting to. She's crisscrossed, and now she's sitting on the floor, and now she is attempting to stand up on her own free will, and she has done it. And what did that prove?
That I'm going to live forever.
That you're not three?
No, like if you can't do that, you wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't even know what you just did.
I did crisscross applesauce from standing with no hands.
And then you went down and then you got back up.
You supposed to use no hands? You can't use hands?
Well, you can, but if you fall over, then that's bad. You can maybe use some assistance with your hand, but it's even better if you can use no hands.
And then that proves that you're going to live longer
than
what?
Yeah, because I'm mobile and I'm able-bodied and I'm probably not going to die from a random slip and fall, or I'm going to be just like my body is going to be in better shape as I get older.
What about- Definitely can't do that.
You can't do that. Try to do what I just did.
I'll do it on the court tomorrow.
You can't.
I'll do it on the pickleball court.
Just do it now, you bitch.
After the national anthem.
Allie, I will attempt to do what you just did. I still don't really know what it is, but you're saying that.
You just sit.
Right, I got
you
it.
You just sit crisscross applesauce right. And you pop up.
I'm going to sit and pop and lock.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
All right, watch the live stream.
If I fall over.
You are definitely going to fall.
So I cross my legs.
Yep, as, and then sit down. You can't do it.
Sit down how?
Oh, my God.
You look like a disabled Jesus.
You're so awkward.
You can't sit down first?
Yeah, Allie, what's the sitting down for? Can I start down?
Okay. You're supposed to. There you go. There you go. And I'm now down. Get up.
With no assistance.
Ideally. No arms.
No arms.
Get up. That's what. Hey, there you go. You did it. With a big grimace on your face.
Let me say something. Go. I don't like this trick at all. Parlor trick. This is like the impossible sit-up where you get someone to sit up into your butt and lick it. I know this trick. I'm not doing it. All right?
Oh, yeah. Someone just licked your butt.
Damn it. I knew it. All right. Well, and finally.
And finally, it's hard to tell the difference between a gunshot and a firework, but it's even rougher when SpaceX's launch and then a big giant fireball emerges before it even takes off. And that's what just happened in their latest launch. The SpaceX spaceship exploded while it was on the launch pad. So that seems like a regression, but they're still supposed to have this all together by the end of the decade. They're supposed to be putting people in this and putting it on the moon. And if you've watched that Titan submersible documentary, you know about what it's like to have one egotistical person trying to make something happen and it's just not working. And they're just going to be like, all right, let's cut some corners and put some people in here and see what happens.
Well, get ready for that. We get into a brand new hour of the show now. Very exciting hour of the show. The very first thing we do is give you tickets to see 21 Pilots at BMO on the 25th of October. If you'd like to win those tickets, call us now, 800-520-1067. Here we go.